Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
A team you and I picked to get to the Western Conference Finals this year. Now, I had the caveat of them being healthy. You probably did, too. Kawhi Leonard, of course, out for them. But still, you got two stars.
No Mets game.
Still, at least toward the end of their prime in James Harden and Paul George. But you wouldn't know it by last night. Pivotal game five in their first round series with the Dallas Mavericks. And their two stars were no-shows, and hence they get demolished. 123-93. Paul George, as bad as he was the better of the two. 15 points, 11 boards. That's the good. He shot 4-for-13, though. And Rob, it was almost like right on time. You know, right at, just as you could predict, looking at James Harden's playoff history.
Talked about it.
Right on key. 7 points. 2 of 12 shooting, only 2 of 2 free throws. So he wasn't aggressive. I can't say, honestly, I thought he looked tentative. But come on, man. You averaging 26 points in the series, 54% shooting. How in the world, with your leading scorer, do you out Kawhi Leonard, do you only take 12 shots? This has happened time and time again with James Harden, and it typically is not game one. Not game two, not game three. It's late when the series get big time. And here we are, pivotal game five, and Harden's a no-show. What are your thoughts, Rob?
I've seen enough, Chris Broussard. And if I was Steve Ballmer,
the owner,
the billionaire owner, I've had enough. Enough is enough, Chris.
That's a lot for you to say it, because you've been ride or die with these Clippers.
I've seen enough. Steve Ballmer, is this on? This is a message, a personal public announcement to Steve Ballmer. It's over. Stop chasing a championship. Climb back into the hole that the Clippers have created in NBA America and just be happy that you have a brand new billion-dollar building and make the Clippers fun. And in a good night out, make it affordable for families to come who can't afford to go to the Laker games. Throw as many T-shirts and cotton candy bags out as you can. And get people to come and have a good night. Do not, under any circumstance, sign James Harden. Do not, bring back Westbrook. Do not bring back Paul George. Do not do that. You already signed Kawhi Leonard. Have him, Chris. If you want to do some sign and trades and get some value back of some young players, young, fun, exciting players, I'm all for it. But give up the ghost, because it ain't happening. You've done everything you can. Injuries, they play great one night. They blow up the next night and give you nothing. It's the most disappointing and frustrating thing. And if I was a Clipper fan, and I am not, I would take all of my stuff to the tallest building in Los Angeles and dump it off the top today. The hats, the jackets, the jerseys, even my Clipper sneakers if they have them. And dump them off the top of the building, Chris, and say, no way, no how am I going to get involved in this and wrap myself up with this. I'm done. Steve Ballmer, you should be done too. I know you just built the building. I know your dream is to win a championship. It ain't going to happen. If you can't win a championship with what you've done the last 4 or 5 years and all the energy and effort and money you put in, it ain't happening. And those guys there, I'm sorry. James Harden is not getting you a championship. Paul George is not getting you a championship. Westbrook's not getting you a championship. And Kawhi Leonard is not NOT getting you a championship. So if you have to hold on to him to try to sell some tickets and get some young guys around him that are fun and high-flying and a fast-paced style, and after Ty Lue's done with one more year, you move on from him and go get some young, energetic coach. Make it a fun night out. Give up the ghost of trying to win a championship. Because the window and the gate and the barn and all those things are closed, and it ain't happening.
Well, I agree with you that it ain't happening. And what you said sounds good. I mean, that's the Clippers' history. They were the fun, clownish team. The legitimate version of the Washington Generals or the Harlem Globetrotters, whatever you want to call them.
What would be the Generals, because they weren't winning?
They weren't winning, right? Look, the problem is this. They gave Kawhi Leonard a 3-year, $152 million contract. That's how much he has left on his contract after this season. That is the problem of all the players. And good for Kawhi. God bless Kawhi. Uncle Dennis, great job. Outstanding work. Real talk. Great for them. But for the Clippers, y'all got suckered. Of all their stars, I'm just going to say the three of them. I'm not going to include Westbrook. But I could even include Westbrook. Of the four stars, Kawhi, Paul George, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Rob, the last one they should have signed long-term was Kawhi Leonard. And obviously he's the best of the bunch. But that dude can't stay healthy. It's not his fault. I think he works hard. He tried to really play this year. And just like last year, when he tried to really play, he broke down in the playoffs or right before the playoffs. What in the world do you think the next 3 years are going to look like with Kawhi Leonard? I almost guarantee you he will miss more games than he plays. And because he's making such big money, Rob, good luck trying to trade him. I mean, maybe somebody will take him, maybe later in the contract. I wouldn't. As good as he is, you can't count on him. So I agree with you. I would let Paul George walk. He should want to walk. Now, it'll be interesting with him, Rob. Will he? He's from Southern California. Does he want to stay here and just play it out? Maybe. But Philadelphia will likely go after him. If he has any desire to win a championship, he should go there. Assuming they offer him the max. Play with Embiid and Maxey. James Harden, Rob. Of course, I'm not going to win anything big with him. But I got to field the team. I mean, I think with James Harden, I can be relevant. Of course, not going to win, but there is a, I do have to pay out some salary. And I know if Kawhi's out and it's the James Harden show, well, he can put up some numbers. I don't think he can go 34 and 10 like he used to, but he can still put on a show. He's from SoCal too. I'm not giving him the max. I'm not giving him too many years. But I think I probably got to keep him just because a rebuild's impossible. Like, one, I got Kawhi's contract. I got Norman Powell making a decent amount of money for the next couple years. And, Rob, they have hardly any draft picks. That's the thing. And none of these guys have trade value. What kind of picks am I getting for James Harden if I did a sign and trade? What kind of picks am I getting for Russell Westbrook? I mean, they are in trouble. I mean, they just got a bunch. Look, like you said, Ballmer did what he could. I don't blame him. They just can't stay healthy. And Harden just, Rob, it's got to be something mental. It's got to be nerves. I've never seen a player so great come up short so many times in big moments.
Keeps happening. And at some point, you just got to accept this is who he is, and you can't keep asking for thinking something else is going to happen. We talk about it all the time. I just think at some point, you just got to decide. We saw it in Brooklyn when that thing didn't work. They just decided, play the younger players.
And they're irrelevant. They're, no, as I know, you would say, NBA side beer. They I are. Don't want to be that if I'm the Clippers.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're the Clippers, other than and I say Kawhi because I think it would be hard to trade him, but
no,
the other guys
they got no choice. Yeah,
but then again, they did trade. Bradley Beal was traded, so I always every time that's always my caveat. If Bradley Beal was
nothing's impossible,
right? Because Bradley Beal was traded,
but
maybe he'll go play with Wimby. Maybe he'll go back to San Antonio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangster rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangster Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangster rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangster Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Another team that was swept, surprisingly, was the Phoenix Suns, Rob. And the young, or at least their superstar is young, Anthony Edwards, 22 years old. They swept Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and the Phoenix Suns out of the playoffs. So now Phoenix, you know, now you deal with all of the aftershock and after effects,
right,
and fallout.
Chris, what do you got? One draft pick over the next 5 years? Something like that?
It's bad. Whether, I don't know what exactly it is, but yeah, they don't have, you know, many draft picks. They're cap next year. They're going to have over $200 million payroll, highest in the league. And so now they're trying to figure out, are they going to keep the head coach Frank Vogel? But they're trying to put a happy face on everything. Although James Jones, who runs their basketball operations, strange comment coming from him the other day. Here he is.
That's a constant focus for us, is to continue to figure out how to maximize Kevin Durant. No one's done it yet. I believe we'll be the first team to do it. Because if we can maximize him, we can maximize our entire roster. We're a better team. But that's not an issue. I think Kevin had a phenomenal season this year offensively. I think there's a stretch. He had some of the best stretches of his career this year. So it wasn't an offensive thing. It wasn't just a utilization or a usage thing. It was just the totality of figuring out when and where and how to do it together.
What?
Chris, go ahead. Let me hear you on this.
I respect James Jones because I actually think he's a good executive, Rob. But that is a terrible statement. It makes absolutely, positively no sense. Rob, I get, would maximizing Kevin Durant and Golden State have been them going back-to-back years of 82-0? Is that what they had to do to maximize Kevin Durant? Because they ran through the entire league. Period. Swept one finals, went five the next. The 2 years he was healthy in Golden State, they won it all. If that's not maximizing Kevin Durant, I don't know what is. And Durant was the finals MVP both times. And then, Rob, the third year he was there, I think we all believe, had he not gotten hurt, they would have three-peated. So I don't know what in the world James is talking about. I guess, and, you know, the owner, Matt Ishbia, did the same thing as far as trying to put a happy face and a positive, you know, outlook on the franchise. Maybe in doing that, he got caught up. But to say no one has maximized Kevin Durant,
makes no sense.
To me, it's absolutely ridiculous, Rob. And here's, let me say this before you go. I know he didn't mean it this way. But Rob, it's a tad bit insulting to KD. Because it's kind of saying like, well, this dude's been, you know, 15, 16 years in the league, whatever it is, kind of like on potential. He's got potential. But no one's tapped it, untapped it yet.
Really? Nobody tapped it when he's finals MVP twice?
I don't get it.
Okay. It is, Chris, when you're standing up there or sitting at the podium and you want to deflect what's happened there and the mess that you're in and put a happy face on it like
No, things are not as bad as you think they are. We're in a good spot. We're really in a good spot. This isn't the end of the world. We still have options of doing stuff. And yeah, you know, Kevin Durant, don't worry about him getting hurt or whatever. We're going to be the ones to unleash him and get the best out of him.
At 35,
really,
36.
At 35, 6, Chris, where he's been hurt over the last few years. Right. Thank God he wasn't hurt this year. But you get my point.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous. If you were a Suns fan, you should have wished for an eclipse on that press conference. Because what was that? From both of them and the owner. Double down, Chris, basically, his comments. Really? How about you worry about the mortgages, buddy, and just pay the bills?
Rob, the owner, Matt Ishbia, he said they're in an extremely favorable position.
Right, Chris?
He said that of the other 29 teams in the league, 26 of them would trade places. Not just roster, but draft picks, the whole nine yards with the Phoenix Suns.
Just poppycock, balderdash, utter nonsense. I don't know if the columnist at the Phoenix paper, Chris.
Arizona Republic.
Right, would trash. I mean, I hope that they didn't buy into that. Because what a really? Everybody else would be thrilled to be in a four-game sweep. You have Kevin Durant, who's got two championship trophies and finals MVPs. Devin Booker was just a couple, Chris, 2 years ago. How many years ago was that? 2 years ago that they were in the finals? 3 years ago in the finals, up 2-0, halfway to a championship. And you're going to sit here and act like the sky is it's rosy and everything's cool? Come on, man.
If they questioned him on that. And you're right. I need to look for some of those columns.
I want to just see what the columnist there at the Arizona Republic wrote. Really?
Because, Rob, I can name off the top of my head a bunch of teams that would definitely not trade places with the Phoenix Suns. Because here's the problem. Bradley Beal is arguably the worst contract. We talked about Kawhi Leonard. Bradley Beal's contract, Rob, is probably even worse than Kawhi's. Because Kawhi actually plays a little more than Beal, and he's obviously better. They both got huge contracts. Beal's got 3 years, $160 million left on his deal. Rob, who in the world is trading for that?
Nobody. It's a miracle that the Suns traded for him.
And here's the other thing, Rob. He's got a no-trade clause.
How did he earn that?
I don't know, but I mean, again, congrats to the agent and Beal himself because y'all did a heck of a job. But Rob, so you got that. We mentioned it earlier. No draft picks to speak of, you know, relatively speaking. And you can't, your three stars, two of whom are very injury prone. Durant, you know, he was healthy this year, praise the Lord. But they eat up so much of your cap that you really can't get anybody else that's really good. You don't have a point guard. You're all up in the luxury tax, second apron and all that. So that limits what you can do. What in the world is Matt Ishbia talking about? Does he think that the writers don't do their homework?
It's an insult, Chris, to sit there. And I wish I would have loved to hear the pushback because there's no way that they sat there and thought that that was cool. I mean, those sound bites to me, had I had Phoenix Suns season tickets, I would have turned mine in. I would have been like, what, really? Like it's one thing, Chris. I'm not saying you got to doom and gloom and say the world, the sky's falling, okay?
Right, right.
But we're gonna get this right. We're going to turn this around. This is not what we signed up for. We're better than this. We got Booker.
We
got KD.
Be better, right.
We all have to be. James Jones has to be better. I have to be a better owner.
Yep.
You deserve better. We won the cusp of a championship. We're going to get back to that. That's where we were. That's the kind of team we are.
We didn't bring Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal here to go out in the first round.
Exactly. Like, where is that conversation and that tone, Chris? That's what we would want to hear, and fans couldn't argue with it, could you?
Right,
No.
No, okay. You would just be like, yeah, it was disappointing, but man, I like what he said.
He's going to make.
You know, you're right.
That's all you
got to
do.
Now it's like they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's what it looked like. Little smoke and mirrors tell you you didn't see what you actually saw. Don't believe what your eyes saw. Believe what I tell you they saw. I mean, come on. So
people are smarter than that. I'm sorry. People are smarter than that.
I actually think that they really need to look into trading Kevin Durant. And I know he's arguably their best player, and he is still a very good player. Probably will be second team All-NBA again. He was that on my ballot. But they're not going to win. Do you think this group's going to win the championship, Rob?
No. And you know what? Get out while you can.
Right. So we're not winning the championship.
Get out
Devin
while you
Booker's
can.
Young. He's only like 27.
Get out while you
so
can.
So we can build around him. We can't. There's nothing we can do with Beal. We're stuck with that. I mean, you could try, but it's going to be tough. And see what you can get for Durant, Rob. A bunch of young players, some young talent that fits age-wise with Devin Booker. And, you know, some picks. Because, Rob, right now, if they stand pat, and they might, I know they don't have a ton of options, but if they stand pat, Rob, and they start next season with this squad, fans aren't stupid. They're not going to be saying, oh, we're going to win a championship. But with that roster, Rob, it's your mentality is just conference finals or bust. Like, nothing less than that is going to satisfy us at all. Whereas if you, let's say you trade, I'm just going to throw out Golden State. Andrew Wiggins, Jonathan Kuminga, some draft picks. I mean, at least if you did that, you got Wiggins, who you would hope would have a renaissance because he was bad this year, but he's been good overall in Golden State.
And he had, you know what? And he had some family issues, so you don't know what was going
on. Yeah, so maybe, he might be better.
Maybe that gets cleared up, Chris, and his head is.
Yeah, he's still young. He's only 29, Rob. And then Kuminga could develop into a star. And then, Rob, also the expectations are lower. You know what I'm saying? Like, now it's like, okay, if we make the playoffs and we're competitive, we're going to be happy because we're building something. You know what I mean? And so I think they need to look at that. Obviously, a lot of teams would, you know, you put Durant out there, Rob. It's let's see who comes with the best offer. Philadelphia should be going after him. The Lakers should be going after him. Golden State should be going after him. Heck, Rob, if Boston falls short, do they, you know, are they looking to shake some things up? Remember there was talk about Durant going there for Jaylen Brown a few years ago? I mean, there are a lot of teams that will want Kevin Durant. And so I would at the very least, Rob, start looking at it. Like, put the word out around the league, hey, give us we're open to trading Durant. What's your best offer? Seriously.
I say do whatever you can to move from underneath them. I think you just have to, because you're right. You're not winning anything, Chris.
No, they're not going
to
win it.
And you got Booker. Just try to retool and find somebody else. You're stuck with Beal. I don't know what he is. What is he? What is he to you?
I mean, honestly, he's an albatross. You know what I mean? Like, he really is, because he's not healthy enough, Rob. He hasn't played more than 60 games since 2019. That's pre-pandemic. And he's got all those years. I honestly do not see. I mean, a trade of him would be our problem for your problem. Now, he's a good player. He's not a great player at this stage. He's a good player. If he were healthy, Rob, I could live with him. You know what I mean? Like, if I could count on him being healthy, I'd still be like, well, we overpaid. We kind of got snookered on this. But, hey, you know, he's a good player. But at this point, I mean, he's always injured. And so, and with the no trade clause, Rob, you're basically at his mercy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go.
But in the meantime, Rob, let's talk about the Lakers. And there was some kind of news today.
Yeah.
Reports that Darvin Ham is expected to be relieved of his coaching duties by the end of the week.
Was that Johan Buha?
Johan Buha, the friend of the show.
Yeah, he reported it, Chris, that the people that he's talked with say that it could happen as early as tomorrow, but this week is expected. Correct,
yeah.
Rob G? Yep, that's what.
So what are your thoughts on this?
Ridiculous. Just I for real. I mean, this is the world you live in with LeBron too, Chris. Some people think he's the GOAT, and if they don't win, you become the scapegoat. No matter who it is, something went wrong, and that's where we are. Is Darvin Ham the greatest coach who ever coached in the NBA, Chris? No. But come on, you can't keep running people out every time something doesn't go right. And you took the time to hang that banner. And I keep talking about the in-season tournament because it was supposedly a big deal, wasn't it, Chris?
They put a banner up, which just says a lot considering you're the Lakers and you got 17 championships.
Right.
So I agree.
Like you
I didn't have a problem with it, but now you want to act like it was
It
nothing.
Don't matter. Right, that's what I'm saying. Like now you're saying it didn't matter and it's no big deal. So you put the banner up and you lose in the series, a gentleman's sweep. And now Darvin Ham has to be sacrificed. It doesn't sit right with me because you can't keep doing this. And then I got to look at J.J. Redick or Ty Lue did you see that?
Well, not Ty. I mean, Ty Lue.
No, that's what
the Clippers have a year left with him under contract.
But Rob, Dave McMiniman is throwing that out there, Chris.
No, the Lakers want him.
Yeah. Oh, now they want him.
They want him, but how are they going to get him out of that? What are they going to have to give up?
And I'm not.
I mean, for the Clippers to hook up the Lakers?
No, and if I'm Steve Ballmer, I'm not doing that. I don't
care.
Why
would I? Right. Even if he wasn't going to coach for me, he's not coaching for you.
Exactly. Not,
that's for darn sure.
Not as long as he's under contract with me.
No. But I agree with you. Darvin Ham, could he coach when you won the in-season tournament?
No.
Could he coach when you went to the Western Conference Finals last year in his first season as a coach?
Could he call? He maneuvered the Russell Westbrook stuff, the mess y'all created. He maneuvered it up until the trade deadline. And then y'all traded him. And then all he did was help get y'all to the Western Conference Finals. When y'all were bragging about finishing the season 11-3.
Yep.
And with one of the top five records in the second half of the season. Could he coach then?
And there was no mention, Chris, of not being able to get any kind of rhythm because of injuries
right.
and the cohesiveness. How did you win 11 out of 14 to close it out then?
And Rob, LeBron, after the playoff series against Denver, mentioned the injuries.
I know.
When he was asked about, well, what do you make of the team? He's like, you know, we were injured all the time. Every time we got going, somebody got hurt. It's hard to know what we were. And Rob, you know, look, they were arguably one of the top five teams in the NBA.
Chris, who did we just have on the radio?
Antonio Daniels.
Who did he pick in the series?
Lakers.
Hello. Did he? Would you have picked him if he would have been like, I don't know who they are. They're inconsistent. They're injury. They're riddled with injury. There's
right.
no way they can win. He picked them. That's how good he felt about the team, Chris.
And Rob, had they not faced Denver, they may have been favored over just about anybody else in the West. Now, I'm not saying they definitely beat Minnesota or OKC or the Clippers, but it would have been tough. And they even played, look, they got beat in the gentleman's sweep, but those games were close. And I look, again, like you said, we're not saying Darvin Ham is red.
No,
Arbok.
He
made
not.
Some mistakes. He's got a lot to learn.
Yes.
But when you, Rob, the list, first, let's go down the list. J.J. Redick. Now, I do think J.J. Redick will be a good coach when he starts coaching in the NBA for a young team. Like he interviewed with Charlotte. Something like that. But Rob, he's a contemporary
100%
of LeBron
Chris.
And AD.
They
ain't about to listen, I don't think.
It's a
they're
mistake.
About to give you that respect, right?
They're going to listen to JJ because he won how many championships?
Yeah, would that be zero?
Would that be zero? So
he's LeBron's podcast partner.
Right.
You think that's going to be some authority
How good is that? How good is that? Right. And that's the issue.
Steve Kerr and Phil Jackson, they weren't great players in their day. To your point, they did win championships. They were role players on championship teams. But even beyond that, Rob, they coached the next generation.
Yes.
They didn't coach a bunch of dudes who used to take them to the hole, dunk on them, and talk trash to them.
100%.
It's just different. J.J. Redick's their age.
But that's because, Chris, that people, he has a high profile, you know that, and people get caught up. I'm going to tell you this. It's the same thing that happened, Chris, and this is probably the biggest example. I don't know if you remember. When Matt Millen was doing television and doing football, you would listen to that guy and be like, this dude knows everything about football. Am I right, Chris?
Yep.
Everything.
He was good on TV.
He was great. He was great on television, okay, Matt?
He was good at ESPN, yep.
And people used to listen to Matt and go, man, this guy knows everything about football. What? Blah, 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 right? Matt had no experience, Chris, as a general manager. And then the Lions turned over the keys to him. And he probably turned in the worst 9 years or whatever it was.
It was
and arguably the worst
bad.
General manager in pro sports.
Yeah,
and
that, historically
and,
bad.
And all I'm saying is be careful when you listen to somebody tell you, you know what I mean, talking about the game and this whole notion that, just put J.J. Redick in there and this will be great or whatever because he knows basketball. I'm against
it. All the coaches know X's and O's, Rob.
Thank you.
I mean, they all know X's and O's. There's no doubt about it. Now, you got to be able to relate to the players. You have to be able to get their respect. They have to be willing to listen to you. Like, it's a lot involved in it, but they all know X's and O's. I'm not saying some aren't better than others in X's and O's, but they know it. But here, right, let's go through some of the other names because to show you how foolish this is. Mike Budenholzer. Well, there were similar complaints about him in Milwaukee to what there are with Darvin in L.A. He right. doesn't make adjustments in the playoffs. What's he doing? Now, they fired him in Milwaukee. I always thought Budenholzer was a good coach. And now I bet you they wish they had him back.
No doubt about it. I don't care what they say.
Right. So that just shows you every coach you can criticize and find fault with. So that's two of the ones. Why are you bringing them in over? And not to mention, Darvin was a longtime assistant for Budenholzer in Atlanta and Milwaukee. Rob, another name out there, Terry Stotts.
How many times has we got to hear about Terry Stotts?
What all did he do in Portland?
Nothing.
Right? I mean, he's a good coach, good offensive mind. Defense was always terrible. But really? Like, what? Okay, what were some other names? Oh, Kenny Atkinson.
Okay.
I bet that'll go over well with LeBron and AD.
He was in Brooklyn.
I mean, yeah, and Kyrie and KD ran him out of town.
Yep. As soon as they got there, if you remember.
Yeah.
As soon as they got there. Yep.
Mark Jackson, I'd love to see him get a shot, but, you know, I don't think that'll happen.
No, his we name already was talked about that, yeah.
What was another
Who
name?
Who was the other name that was? Oh, yeah, we already talked about it. It was
Borrega was out there again. He got fired up. Where was he at? Charlotte, Orlando, one of those places? I mean, it's a bunch of retreads is the point.
And Rajon Rondo, Chris, is being mentioned.
That, again.
Wait a minute. Jerry Stackhouse was available. He coached at Vanderbilt. I'm just saying.
Rob, here's the thing.
At least he coached, Chris.
There's
at least
no
he was
Phil Jackson out there. I get it. When the Lakers went to Phil Jackson, it's like, okay, it's Phil Jackson. He's won everywhere. And that worked out. These guys are retreads. That doesn't mean they're not good coaches, but you're not getting anything in them that you don't know you couldn't eventually get from Ham.
There you go.
Right? And he's going to improve. He's already actually had a little bit of success. He's going to improve. Talk to him about the challenges. Instead of just look smiling in his face and then talking to the media behind his back about how you're about to ax him, why don't you be a man and talk to him about, Darvin, we need you. This is what we were disappointed
in. Here are areas that we need to improve in, okay?
Right.
And that we need you to do better. Because obviously they were doing something all right when they won the in season and when they finished 11-3, Chris, going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it ain't like I'm with you. None of the other guys you're talking about are you positive they're going to be better than Darvin Ham? Not one of them.
I mean, you're just making change for change. Like, and Rob, good organizations don't get a new coach every 2 years.
No.
Denver. Mike Malone's been there several years now. Now you got Chris Finch in Minnesota. I bet you he's not going anywhere for a long time.
Nope.
When Utah had Jerry Sloan, Rob never won a championship. Kept Jerry Sloan.
Jerry Sloan was coach for about 25 years, right? At least.
Yeah, and they won a lot. You know, you don't just make change for Eric Spoelstra's another one, Rob. When LeBron and D-Wade that first year together, they wanted him out.
And Pat Riley wouldn't do it.
Yep. This is what I say to the Lakers, Rob. Because Pat Riley empowered Spoelstra. When they thought, oh, he got too much swag for a dude who ain't done nothing, Pat Riley said, look, this is the coach, period. And if you're going to win, it's going to be with him. And they went out there and they played for him. I get it that the Lakers don't have anybody with the clout of Riley, Rob.
No.
But if Jenny Buss or Rob Pulling, if they said, look, this is our coach. We're not changing. We're not going to pay Darvin Ham for the next few years and then pay somebody else. And he didn't do a terrible job. This is your coach. Now, like you said, Rob, if you want to test me, that's a test for LeBron. I don't know that LeBron wants him out or not.
No, but that would be.
If you don't want to be,
he's our coach. So you have a right. You could come back or opt out. This is what we're doing here. We're not going to change coaches again. And hang a banner and all this other stuff and then act like none of it mattered. Which one is it?
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.